From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. British Prime Minister Theresa May announced progress has been made since Monday's suicide bombing after an Ariana Grande concert.
A significant amount of police activity has taken place over the last 24 hours, and there are now 11 suspects in custody. In the light of these developments, JTAC, the Independent Joint Terrorism Analysis Centre, has this morning taken the decision to reduce the threat level from critical to severe.
Local bands drew 50,000 fans to the city's first big music event since Monday's suicide bombing at Manchester Arena. Extra security was in place, and fans attending the show were asked to arrive early and not to bring bags. Security officers in ball caps and high visibility jackets were stationed at 50-meter intervals on roads approaching the venue. Courtneer's frontman Liam Frey said of Manchester, quote, "If you think you can beat us, you don't know who we are." End quote. Monitors in Syria say a series of airstrikes targeted buildings sheltering extremist fighters and their families. This forced hundreds of Syrian civilians to flee two jihadist-occupied towns near the Iraqi border on Saturday. Accounts from witnesses said airstrikes on the Euphrates River towns of Mayadin and Abul Kamal began earlier on Friday. The Islamic State group controls most of the oil-rich border region, and reports from the scene say the families of many IS fighters were among the civilians who were fleeing from their lives. Multiple reports from witnesses said the airstrikes were carried out by warplanes from the U.S.-led coalition that has been targeting the Islamic State positions in Syria and Iraq from 2014. This is VOA. Following the two-day Group of Seven summit in Italy, U.S. President Donald Trump spoke to service personnel at the Naval Air Station in Sigonella.
A significant amount of police activity has taken place over the last 24 hours.
On the second and final day of the G7 summit, Italy wanted to draw attention to the migration crisis and the dangerous Mediterranean crossings taking place by tens of thousands of people who are looking for a better life in Europe. The Africa-focused-based Group 1 says the communique sets a new low for the G7 summit in a year of greatly diminished expectations. U.S. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster said he was not concerned about reports that President Donald Trump's son and senior advisor Jared Kushner discussed with Russia's ambassador to Washington the possibility of setting up a secret communications channel between the Trump administration team and the Kremlin.
I mean, we have back channel communications with a number of countries. So generally speaking, about back channel communications, what that allows you to do is to communicate in a discreet manner. So it doesn't predispose you toward any sort of content of that conversation or anything. So, no, I would not be concerned about it.
McMaster said he would not comment specifically on Kushner. The Post quoted U.S. officials on Friday as saying that the move was meant to shield their pre-inauguration discussions from scrutiny. Spain's Maritime Rescue Service says it has saved more than 150 migrants from five small boats attempting to cross the Mediterranean Sea. The service completed five different rescue missions in waters east of the Strait of Gibraltar to reach a small craft late Friday, extending through Saturday evening. The service said that it reached the first boat carrying 27 men and 6 women on Friday after it was sighted by a Spanish military plane. Each year, tens of thousands of migrants and refugees set off from North Africa to cross the Mediterranean Sea, seeking a better life in Europe. Thousands die after setting sail in overloaded smugglers' boats or in tiny dinghies that are unfit for the open sea. British Airways has canceled all flights from London's Heathrow and Gatwick airports on Saturday. The airline said it was suffering major IT problems. Chief Executive Alex Cruz believes the cause was a power supply problem and not a cyber attack, and the airline is hoping to restore services at those airports on Sunday and is expecting that London-bound long-haul flights would land on schedule beginning on Sunday. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.